Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You know what's amazing about the Beatles? They did this within 8 years of doing, no, within 6 years of doing Tomorrow Never Knows, within 8 years of doing the White Album. That's crazy. Like, they went from, like, Buddy Holly stuff
into
prog rock.
Yeah.
You know? So for all the Beatles haters, shut up.
Get out of here. We don't want you around.
Like, even
here.
If you don't like the Beatles, appreciate that they got you to something that you do like.
I was going
to
say, do people hate the Beatles?
Oh, yes. With
really?
A passion. I hear it all the time.
I get it not being your thing.
Yeah.
It's just not my thing, but I don't know how you can hate them.
But here's what I don't like. I hate when people make their thing hating something else. And as I say that, I'm feeling the heat from Satan's flames because of my hypocrisy, because I do that too. But like, when you can just tell when someone's like, oh, I hate the Beatles, like, oh, that's your thing.
Dude, okay. I have almost that exact topic today on the rundown.
Do it.
A guy that I really like, who's a basketball writer, he writes for The Athletic and covers the Knicks. But he tweeted this yesterday, and it felt like one of the most true things I've seen from anybody at any point in the last 5 years. So he tweeted, we have a weird fascination in this country for fiercely commenting on things we don't enjoy. Like, we go on social media and complain about things we don't care about and say how much it sucks. If you don't care, why even bother? Like, why are we such haters?
So true.
Because it's not just us in the room. This is a really worldwide phenomenon that people don't like a band, and they just make it their mission to go talk about how much they hate it. They don't like the current style of play in a sports league, so they just do nothing but talk about how much they hate it. I try to ignore things I don't like or don't watch or don't enjoy. I don't go on Twitter and complain about Real Housewives shows because I don't care, so I just don't watch them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand that. I mean, I get not liking things. We all have that. It's just weird how much we want to tell everyone what we don't like.
Yeah, I don't like sauerkraut, but I've never said that to someone.
What if you had a bumper sticker that says, I hate sauerkraut?
Or you're out to dinner on a date and you're like, thank God we're not having sauerkraut.
But do you
I hate that.
What do you think that is, the need to tell people what you hate? Is it?
Well, we only do things that make us feel good.
Yeah, is it to prop up the thing you like?
No, I think that it feels good to be essy.
Yeah.
I get what you mean.
It feels
yeah.
good to hate stuff.
It just does. Yeah. I don't know why. I can't deny that I have it as well. But it just, oh, God, I hate this guy. Right? Who watches this stupid movie? There's something satisfying about it.
Yeah, because the way I would perceive wanting to do this, using the Beatles example, right? Let's say you think the Beatles suck because you're more of a Rolling Stones person. I could see the logic of I'm going to just run them down because then it makes my case for my guys better
yeah.
to make them look worse. But it just seems, I don't know, maybe I say this all the time. Maybe this is just the perception that we've always been this way. Mm-hmm. We've always been haters and crapping on everything else. We just didn't have these public forums where we could do it every day for the whole world to see it.
In a related topic I have down, I'm so happy to be out of the loop.
So I've never been a big gossip, except maybe with my best friend, Rach. Like, we'll, you know, talk about you two a lot. Mm. But now I just never get the gossip. No one gives me the tea. And it feels so good. I just don't know.
Just leave me out of it.
I don't know about other people's lives outside of this room. You know what I'm saying? Like, are you less plugged in, Rach, than you were 5 or 10 years ago?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the most gossip I see, like, I'll get on Reddit, and there's a couple of subreddits that are dedicated. I mean, there's millions of subreddits that are dedicated to hating certain things, but there's ones that are dedicated to hating Taylor Swift.
Okay.
And they'll come up in my feed. I don't follow them, but every once in a while, I'll be interested, and I'll click to see what people are saying. And it just reaches a point where it's like, you hate her so much, you love her. Like, you have to love her in order to hate her this much. Like, you're so invested, and you have all the receipts for everything she's ever done. Like, I'm sorry, but you're obsessed. Like, I think that's part of it, too. Like, people say there's a thin line between love and hate. I would agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, when someone's rent-free in your head, just acknowledge it and move on. Mm. I mean, I'm like you, Dave. I'm not afraid to hate things. I just don't want to make it a mission to, like, spread my hate to the world. You know, like, I hate this thing, so I need to tell everybody else how much it sucks and how much I hate it. Eh, if they like it, they like it. I'm not trying to convince anybody of anything on that. I just don't like it. And if you ask me, I'll tell you I don't like it.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to be, like, attacking people on social media that, like, oh, did you see that game? It was great. No, it wasn't. It sucks. NBA sucks now, or whatever the topic happens to be.
Yeah.
Weird.
So tell me, catch me up on Spider-Gate, spider cars. What's going on?
Spider cars.
There was a spider attacking me in my car as I was leaving work on Wednesday evening.
Did it look like Andrew?
It was a weird-looking spider. It was almost like purplish.
Nah.
Oh, you could have had superpowers.
Maybe. Yeah. And he was coming right for
me. That explains your baseball performance yesterday.
I almost wrecked because I was only looking at the spider.
Sure.
Because a spider was coming at me, and then I had to kind of, like, get it together.
Was
and
it
not...
plump?
No, he was skinny.
Spindly.
But he was spindly and purplish.
Damn.
He ended up just kind of crawling up into the machinery or something.
That's right. Great.
Let's see here.
And I kept thinking he crawled up my pant leg the whole drive. I'm just like, please no. But I will say, I have been parking right next to Andrew lately, and I'm wondering if he might have jumped over from Andrew's car.
Oh, no.
Does that sound familiar?
Tuck the pants into the socks. That's rule number one. I mean, I feel like that's an obvious one.
Yeah.
And check behind the mirrors.
You should write this down.
Behind the mirrors?
Yeah. They like to, one time, one of the biggest spiders I've ever seen when I got into my car was behind the rearview mirror, and he just, like, kind of dangled out. And we looked at each other, and I went, and he shot back up behind it, and I had to go, like...
He's like, holy crap.
Yeah. He was like, what a huge spider that just got into my car. And so I had to kill that guy from behind the mirror, and it was very scary. Yeah. So check behind those mirrors, because they like to live back there, in my experience.
I have not had any bad spider interaction since I was bitten 3 times by brown recluse.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that counts.
I think you served your time.
Is that what it was?
The spiders are like, we can leave him alone. He got the treatment.
I always think maybe they feel a kinship with me or something.
They like it can smell.
Part spider.
I didn't get a cold for 10 years after that.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting.
Did not get sick.
Did you have to get medication?
So they were scheduling surgeries.
Oh, I see.
And I took Dapsone, which is what you take for leprosy.
Okay.
That was a fun visit to the Schnucks Pharmacy.
I was going to say, people are like, okay, buddy.
Although
in Missouri, I think people probably know what that's for.
Probably.
They probably know it's a recluse bite.
And I'll never forget, the specialist I went to at SLU was excited. He's like, you're going to be in textbooks because brown recluse spiders, thus the name, are reclusive and you don't usually get multiple bites.
Right.
So.
How did you get those again? Because it is like
set in a chair with a nest.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
And this is so weird. Came home that night about 10:30, and Maureen was getting ready for bed, and I'm watching a show. I swear this is true. The lives of my kids. It was a Discovery Channel show about spider bites. And I remember them talking about the brown recluse, how it gets necrotic, the skin dies. Little did I know I had it coursing through my veins. And the next day I was in court, and my leg was itching. And so on a break, I went to the bathroom, pulled my pants down, and it looked exactly like someone had cut a baseball in half and just glued it to my leg. And I go, God, no. And then my whole stomach area looked like I was wearing a catcher's protective vest. It was that size, and it was that color. It was deep red. And then when the scabs came off, get ready for this one. I still don't know if this is what it was. But when the scabs came off underneath my belly button, there were four distinct puncture holes. Like two of them had bitten me. Yeah.
Look it out.
And the same thing on my leg.
Man.
And whether this was what did it or not, I don't know. But we were living in Webster at the time, and there was a natural food store, and Maureen went and bought something called like Gold Seal or something. And it was this really expensive gold powder, and I put it on my stomach and just laid there in the bathtub as long as I could, and it eventually went away. So I have a little scar on my leg, a little scar on my belly button, but
interesting.
That's it. Yeah.
That's nuts. My introduction to brown recluses was pretty stupid.
What was yours?
Moved to the house that we currently live in. We first moved in. I'm cleaning out the garage and moving some stuff that's like on shelves, and there's just little spiders falling all the way, because I mean, that's just, it's the garage. And I'm not thinking anything. They're scurrying around the floor, and a couple of them land on me, and I'm just brushing them off. And I'm not even thinking about it. And then a neighbor goes, oh, do you know what that is? I'm like, nah, it's a little spider. And they're like, oh, yeah, don't let those on you, because that's a. And I learned what a brown recluse was. We had a bunch of them.
Yeah.
We're like, call the exterminators now.
Yeah.
Because if they're out here, they're somewhere else too.
One time, Nick's mom and I were moving into an apartment, and we, for some reason, I don't remember how we got here, but shined a light, like a flashlight, into a closet, and there were just hundreds, seemingly, of glowing eyes. And when the exterminator came out, it was like Arachnophobia with John Goodman. And he was like, yeah, these are brown recluse spiders. Like, you have an infestation.
Well,
and that's when Nick was a baby.
Time to burn the house down.
Pretty much. Yeah, we had to go stay with her mom and dad for like a
while
week.
While they did the
Well, they fumigated bombing. And yeah. stuff. Yeah. Ever been bitten or stung real bad, Rach?
I don't think so. No, no.
I don't know that I can say that I've ever been bitten by a spider unless I didn't know it.
Yeah.
Been stung by all the other stuff, all the stingy things.
Yeah.
That's not great.
We used to find black widows.
Oh?
In Illinois. Yeah. Oh? They're really rare around here, yeah. but for some reason.
They do exist in Missouri, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we had them over there. Okay. All right.
Fun. Let me go on
loving you. Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back, DGS on KMOX. Happy Friday. I'm just reading comments now.
We just did a virtual tour during the break because asked if we're all in the same room, so I took the camera and moved it around. Andrew's got his own little room with the window, and then the rest of us are in the main studio at KMOX.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not crazy about this studio. I'm not crazy about this studio.
I mean, it's pretty boring, but they're fixing it up.
Yeah.
Like, not now, but like they're doing, they're planning on it. Well, yeah, they are. We were there when they talked about it. Were you there when they talked about that?
Yeah. It's kind of dirty.
I mean,
so they're gonna...
it's been the same, like, walls and stuff since, what, 2012?
That'll do
since
it.
Since we moved here. So
bunch of dirty radio people.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
And they're breathing their dirty radio breath.
I think maybe everybody's dirty, like, not just radio people, because, like, every workplace, you're like, what's going on here?
Mm. Rach, it's National Donut Day. Did you put together a donut report card?
I put together a quick little one. I figured we could just do these six donuts and make a report card out of them. So let me get it right here.
Okay.
All right. We've got an A+, an A, B, C, D, and F category. We'll put one donut in each category.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with the glazed, the classic glazed. Whatever that means to you.
C.
B. Solid B.
All right. Let's put it in B for now.
Okay.
The Long John. That's when I first gained an awareness of donuts, the Long John loomed large in my sky.
If it's a really good chocolate iced white whipped cream filling, B, but Long Johns have let me down over my life.
Oh.
They're typically disappointing.
Yeah, I like the no filling ones.
Do you?
Yeah.
Me too.
Those would be a B for me.
No filling.
C at the highest.
No filling chocolate Long John is like my favorite donut.
It's a good donut.
Mm. High as it goes.
Okay. Well, I don't know where to put it because we're getting
C.
It's a tough chair you're in right now.
I'm probably around a C too. Let's put it in a C for now. What about a good old cake donut? This is an A+ for me. Personally.
A plus.
Plain or
whatever it means to
whatever
you.
Whatever one you like.
Your favorite kind of cake.
Because I like the chocolate cake one with the chocolate frosting. That's pretty damn good.
Yum.
I'd put that in the B.
I'd rather have a yeast donut. I'd put it in C or D.
I'd rather have a yeast infection.
Ooh. That's true.
Yeah.
Me too. Than the yeast donut. Or cake donut. I'm getting confused.
Andrew.
Don't confuse those.
Don't confuse this with booters.
We're just going to put the cake off to the side because, again, I'm just not totally sure
it could be an A.
Rachel's struggling with the average.
Struggling with being the Speaker of the House.
Yeah.
It's confusing because, we already have B and C taken up. There's only one for each category.
Got to move around.
Yeah.
How about a jelly donut?
F.
Wow, you guys are haters.
Yes. On a jelly donut.
I like a jelly donut, but not better than the other
one. Rachel's like, well, I think it's like a B, so we'll put it in B for now. We'll put it in
now,
B.
Now, if it was like a...
averages to a B.
Cherry-filled one, that's a whole different animal. But they're normally raspberry, so...
no likey.
What about a sugar donut?
Sugar that's or powdered sugar?
Don't even know what that is.
It's a donut with sugar
on it. Yeah, just covered with the granulated sugar.
Oh, so powdered sugar.
Yeah. No. Oh. Just regular
granulated
sugar.
Granulated.
Oh, yes. Well, then also F.
A D.
I don't know.
Yeah, D.
Get out of here.
B or C.
This is going so well. How about a twist?
Better than the glaze, because there's more nooks and crannies.
Yeah, that's where all the icing gets kind of built up, which is good.
So I'd say B.
Yeah.
I like them a lot less than the glaze, because I don't want too much glaze on there, right? So I'm like a D or an F.
Wow.
I don't like most donuts. I'm pretty picky.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have in my show prep today, only 1% of Americans don't like donuts.
I mean, look, you guys have seen me eat enough donuts to know I'm a fan. But I like my Long Johns. I like my regular glazed. I like a glazed with no icing and instead like maybe some chocolate icing over it, but no like sugar glaze icing.
Feel you.
But that's generally about it.
We should give a shout out to Donut Delight. They brought in donuts today.
Oh, did they?
And they were good.
Yeah, they're very good.
Very good.
Quite good.
Thank you, Donut Delight. Those
I like
delish.
Old man South City donut places.
I get you.
Yeah. Where they don't change the frying stuff very often.
I like all donuts.
Do you?
Except for the cream filled ones. I'm not a fan.
You a Krispy Kreme guy?
Nah, those are lower.
You want to know what the record is for Krispy Kreme eating?
Yes.
I can tell you that. Everyone just talk amongst yourselves.
I think my personal best is probably 5 in about 10 minutes.
I want to get Krispy Kreme soon because I'm quite sure they're going to go out of business.
Uh-oh.
Honestly. Like, the stock is way down. They canceled their deal with McDonald's.
Yeah.
Or that's on pause, but I kind of can't see it picking back up.
Their donuts are not good unless you really just got them at the store. Like, when you get them at a gas station or grocery store, they're just not as good. But when you get them, like, fresh off the assembly line, man, are they good.
So it was like 50 donuts in 9 minutes.
Yeah.
I can't find it, but that's the area we're looking at.
They're pretty airy.
Yeah.
So he would just take 10 of them at a time and smash them into one dense donut.
Has anyone ever done the donut as a hamburger bun?
Never have.
I have not.
I haven't either. It sounds good. I would like to at least try it
it's
once
a lot.
In my life.
It's a lot. It wasn't as a hamburger bun, but there used to be a place in Alton that would do like a breakfast sandwich. So it had like a sausage patty and some gravy and a donut bun.
The gravy is too much.
Yeah. I'll say what might be great, and I don't know if anybody does it. I've never seen it. But like a fried chicken sandwich, like a chicken and waffle style chicken, but on a donut for a sandwich might be amazing.
I'm listening.
That might be amazing. I'm not big on the burger, but I think I could go for that.
Amy says Old Town Donuts in St. Peter's and Florissant. Yeah. I'm a big fan of Old Town.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Old school. Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Look at that. Sun's coming out on this Friday. Bernie Miklas joins us. Bern, welcome to Friday.
I'm really glad it's here. You know, I'm glad to be alive, and I'm glad it's Friday.
Yeah.
So, looking forward to the weekend.
So,
how y'all doing?
Doing good.
Very good.
Doing good. Wheels, will you do me a favor?
Yes.
Last night, I thoroughly enjoyed your debate with Matt Pauly, and I can't recreate it, but I would love to get Bernie's thoughts on it.
Yeah.
Can you kind of recreate it?
Yeah. So, Bern, we were talking a bit about starting pitching the other day, and then yesterday, as we were kind of talking about the first game of the doubleheader, I mentioned that Miklas was solid enough, right? Like, he was competitive
of
enough
course.
Here in the game and all of that. And Matt, you know, because it referred back to a topic we had the day before, was like, well, yesterday you said if it's 3 runs in 5 1/3 or 5 2/3, it's not good enough. And today is 3 runs in 6 and it's good enough. And we made the delineation. This was a great point. And Matt, of course, being Matt, apologized for derailing it, but he didn't. He actually led us to a great pitching conversation because what we talked about was the difference between on any given day that being good enough and on that being good enough if that's every start, like if that's your average over the course of 32 starts. Because there aren't many starting pitchers who qualify for ERA titles that are above a 4.50 ERA. If you're above that, you're probably coming out of a rotation at some point in most situations. And it just led us to this interesting thing about how in a given game, that can be great. If it's the norm over time, it actually adds up to be not that great. And in the postseason, this kind of pitching just isn't going to work that well because of the lack of swing and miss, and there's just not much room for error. So it's kind of like we kind of covered a lot of ground in about 8 minutes trying to kind of sort through all of that.
Well, you know, how do I put this without being too cranky? I'm not sure what the heck the debate's about because here's the deal. Coming into the season, I think we all generally thought Miles Michaelis was a huge detriment to the rotation. And in his last, after that one bad start he had at Boston, really bad start, I mean, the dude's got a 2.87 ERA in his last 10 starts.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we debating?
Well, no, it was more about the difference between saying that was pretty decent, like that was an acceptable start, which it was, and day before talking about when Palante's 5 1/3 and 3 runs, or if Fetty is 5 1/3 and 3 runs, or whatever. Or 4 runs, but there's traffic, the slight difference between those things. And my statement before was that's not good enough on a regular basis. And it was kind of an interesting dichotomy because then yesterday did look good enough, did feel good enough. And is that extra out or two going to make it feel like it is? Now, again, on the given day, it's totally good. And he has been great, like you pointed out. He's been really good now for like 6 weeks. really since the first four or five starts. It was more about the guys who are like, you know, 8 out of 12 starts, you've got 8 mediocre to bad and 4 decent. And is that ratio good enough?
He's made 12 starts this year, and only one of them has been truly bad. And the other one where he wasn't great was Baltimore. But this is a finesse pitcher, and he throws a lot of breaking stuff, and it's raining. And, you know, I think his grip was a little poor that day. I give him a mulligan on that. I mean, I guess we're talking about two separate things. But, like, my great friend, Will Leach, who's got a new book coming, and it's already getting rave reviews. We do Seeing Red. It's Cardinals podcast. And Will was like obsessing over Miles Michaelis. And he basically just coming. He basically came back to him and said, well, they got to get him out of there. And I'm like, well, who are you going to put in there now? I mean, the dude since April the 7th has a 2.87 ERA. Well, like, why does he have to be like pulled from the rotation?
I think
people have a thing about Michaelis. It's kind of weird, actually. And I say that about some of my very best friends who I love very much.
Yeah, the conversation
I
wasn't.
Let me jump in. I have that. So
do you?
I am not like your other friends. I'm not knowledgeable, but as a fan, a lot of it, I'll be honest, is the way Michaelis looks when he pitches. Like yesterday, we went and played baseball, Burn, and Wheeler was pitching to me about 30 miles an hour, and I couldn't make contact. So I am the last person in the world to say, like, I could hit Michaelis. But I feel like he's caught a flyer. It's been a long flyer, like you said, the last 10 starts, but I feel like he's going to regress back to his median. I hope I'm wrong, but there's something. Well, sometimes you have that about certain players where your feelings go against the raw data.
Well, I agree. And the other thing about Miles Michaelis is I think anybody who pays attention, like, you know, from a statistical standpoint, and not that everybody should, I'm nuts about that stuff. I don't expect others to be, but I think we all know that he's a time bomb ticking away because so much of his performance is, you know, kind of centered around batted ball luck, and he's had really good batted ball luck. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're hitting the ball right to his fielders. Some days it's going to happen. Like last year, it happened a lot. Well, they're not hitting the ball to his fielders. I mean, the ball's going all over the place. So if the batted ball luck changes on him, we will see a much worse ERA. But that hasn't happened yet. So I'm not sure why we're unhappy.
Yeah, it wasn't. Our conversation wasn't about whether Miles has been good enough or not. It was just more that broader, like, because I'm worried about Pallante. I'm worried about Pallante in a significant way, and I'm worried about Fetty. And honest to God, I'm worried about Miles, even though he's doing fine now, because those guys don't miss bats. They have no room for error. And, you know, like, and that stemmed from this conversation we had yesterday, Burn, stemmed from a conversation about Pallante, where he's given up 3 runs in 5 1/3 in the last couple of outings. And I'm still stating that I'm before the KC outing. And I'm still stating that I'm worried about it because he's made 12 starts. And 8 of them have been at best mediocre, sometimes terrible, and only 4 have actually been good, you know, where you would say that's a good start. And that's not Miles. Miles has actually kind of flipped that to the point where it's more good than bad, which is why he's not the conversation.
Pallante's got a 5.80 ERA in his last 9 starts.
Yes.
He's terrible. And if McGreevy comes up here and pitches well, there's no justification whatsoever for keeping Pallante in the rotation over him. The other thing is, other than, you know, if you go back to May 20th, because the Cardinals starting pitching is a problem and Miles Michaelis isn't one of the problems. If you go back to May the 20th, their last 14 games, they're 7-7 in those games. If you take Sonny Gray's 2 starts out of there, the other 4 guys have an ERA combined of like 5.83.
Yep.
So they're looking for anybody to pitch well. And like I said, in that group, Michaelis is actually okay. Like his ERA is okay. So they have a lot of starting pitching problems right now. And I know that I am, you know, I am coming across as cranky, and I don't mean to.
It's a cranky topic.
I'm looking at the big picture, and the big picture right now is pretty hazy. It's a little dark right now. So
yeah,
I I'm fine with Miles Michaelis. If he goes six innings and three runs, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, that was the point, that he has been fine.
But I don't know why we talk about Miles Michaelis so much.
No, it was just because he pitched yesterday. It wasn't really the conversation.
Leave him well alone, because he could he could have like a 580 ERA himself, but he doesn't. So take what you can get from him and say thank you.
So on that bigger picture, it turned into the conversation too about how, you know, because this year we understand this is what you have. We knew this was not going to be a year where you're dramatically changing your roster, adding big free agents and all of that. But it's fascinating when you've got three guys. I mean, Fetty has the fourth worst expected ERA in baseball. So he's gotten a lot of good luck and a lot of help from the defense behind him. And Pallante is like 10th in 10th worst in expected ERA. Fourth or fifth worst in actual ERA, and fielding independent also in that regard. How does a team, and you know the answer to this, Byrne, this was a rhetorical question that Matt and I were getting into. How do you think you're going to advance in the postseason when three-fifths of your rotation, and I'll count Michaelis in this, not because of performance, but because of this characteristic, are in the bottom 3 or 4% of baseball and striking people out?
Well, number one, I don't know that they're going to get to the postseason. The odds are against them.
Yes, they are.
So worry about that if they get there. And number two, you also don't know who's going to be around then. Suppose, hypothetically, Quinn Matthews, you know, gets on a roll and he's pitching great. He was a guy that we all thought would definitely be here in 2025.
Big fan.
Suppose McGreevy's a part of your rotation. He's got some strikeout punch. In fact, it's been getting better and better. Suppose Quinn Matthews is up here, you know, throwing that great curveball and everything else and befuddling hitters and piling up strikeouts. I don't know. I'm not real good at hypotheticals because the whole idea of like, well, what are they going to do in the postseason? Well, we get to the postseason.
Yeah.
That's the biggest challenge. And, suppose Mozeliak picks up a starting pitcher. Suppose Matthews is up here. Suppose, it's a long shot, but suppose Tekoa Roby is up here. He's got strikeout stuff. I mean, this rotation, the whole look of it could be dramatically different by the postseason.
I guess that was the point of it, is it's going to have to be, because you can't win with this in the postseason. Right?
Oh, I'd have to study that one. I think that it works against you, surely. But I'd have to study that one. There's been a lot of strikeout pitchers that got their butts kicked in the postseason, too. So
definitely. But like this weekend could be fun in that regard, Byrne, where you got a guy like Shohei Ohtani, where one of the only real consistent ways to get him out without him doing damage is to strike him out. Because he does strike out. That's kind of the only, it's not even a flaw. It's just kind of the one part of his game where he's not perfect. But when he hits the crap out of it.
He's an awesome player. The Dodgers have an incredible lineup. This is going to be a very tough test for Cardinals pitchers, because the Dodgers, one through, they have 10 busiest hitters. Eight of them are above the league average offensively, mm-hmm. and five of them are like 50% above league average offensively. It's a deep, 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 deep lineup. But I tell you what, and I did want to talk about this briefly, the Dodgers are vulnerable right now. I mean, this idea that they're invincible, they're just not. In fact, a little fact of the day for you, since April the 11th, the Cardinals have a better record.
Wow.
Since April since April the 30th, the Cardinals have the best record in the National League, not the Dodgers. The Dodgers have had 17 pitchers on the injured list this year, 17 pitchers that have missed a combined 911 games. And so the Dodgers have a payroll when you add in the luxury tax penalties that'll be added to it at the end of the year. The Dodgers payroll is over $500 million. And yet they can't find enough pitching. They've used 29 pitchers already. And so their ERA and a lot of other pitching stats, you'd be surprised at how poorly they rank. So the Cardinals better put on their hitting shoes, because I think they're going to have to score a lot of runs this weekend. But they can do that against the Dodgers pitching.
Yeah, we talked about that with Ricky today, Ricky Horton, because five of their key bullpen guys, like their top five right-handers, are all out, and Tanner Scott's really struggled. So they're if you can get to the bullpen, and you should, because they've got a kid going tonight named Justin Robleski, who's probably not more than a 4 or 5 inning option. Mm-hmm. Yamamoto's really good. You'll see him tomorrow. And then Dustin May is also only what, a month and a half in, a month back from being back from like missing 2 years. So he's still kind of finding his footing. Like, there's an opportunity here, but you got to find a way to score, as you put it, because the other team can.
See, whether their starters pitch really well or not, you're still going to see a lot of their bullpen this year because this is the way that they've set it up. The Dodgers bullpen has worked more innings than any major league bullpen. And then the Dodgers starting pitchers are next to last in innings this year. So they're a bullpen team.
I love this so much. Meals, I'll give you $100 to bring this back up with Bernie on the
I don't want to talk about Miles Michaelis.
Oh, no. That's not. It's, and again, it really isn't even about Miles. It was just the Matt thought it was funny that when we talked about Miles, it was good enough, which it was. And that I was saying the day before that the other guys, Fetty and Palante, was shaky. And it's that balance between how close good enough and shaky is.
No, I understand, but I just, it doesn't seem like it's worthy of that much of a debate. That's all.
Yeah, it was fun.
Tell us about Saliga before we lose you for the weekend.
I love going back and forth with Wheeler. Yep. And we both have sense of humor. But I do have to play the role of cranky guy, right?
Of course. Anyway. It's my role sometimes, too.
Welcome back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
EGS, KMOX, Happy Friday. Some fast food news.
Yeah, KFC, which we go to all the time.
Here we
go. Just downstairs. They've brought back the $7 Phillips meal deal. I got to say, this is an incredible deal.
Is that what you had the
other day? Yeah, I got 3 tenders, a biscuit, a drink, a huge portion of mashed potatoes and gravy, and I was supposed to get a dessert, but I decided to forego getting the dessert. $7. You kind of can't beat that in 2025. They have several Phillips meal deals like that. They're also bringing back, or they're also introducing, pardon me, a new Mountain Dew Sweet Lightning Peaches and Cream Soda. So something to be excited about if you're a Mountain Dew fan.
I don't know any of those.
I mean, I'm more of an OG though. Like, I don't like that kind of thing, or the
Sweet Lightning is not
raspberry something or other. Yeah,
I am, but Sweet Lightning's not great. It's not the best. One of the weakest, actually.
Code Red is like the best variation of Mountain.
Code Red's on the weaker side too.
I liked Code Red, but I'm also a millennial, so it's like...
Yeah. You had to?
Yeah.
You know, it's mandatory.
Oh, millennials are getting cool again.
Oh, why is that?
I don't know. I just read it.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's
millennials are now like the cool generation. Gen X had it for quite a while.
Yeah.
But I think that we just grabbed it and said, like, you all suck and we're so great. And
yeah.
Drink out of the hose, blah.
Yeah.
But now some millennials, it's your turn.
Heck yeah.
It's about time, because I think millennials got, like, crapped
short
on.
Short end, yeah.
I think that everybody was just beating them up when they were the younger generation.
So McDonald's is bringing back their snack wrap next month, but not to be outdone, Popeyes is debuting new chicken wraps in classic spicy honey mustard and blackened varieties. Plus, they have a new blueberry drinks lineup. Blueberry lemonade, you can get that chilled or frozen. Blueberry cane sweet tea and blueberry unsweet tea. That's probably the one I would like to try.
Mm-hmm.
This is following the success of their pickle lemonade, which I never... tried that, but I would like to take a sip. I don't know if I would want the whole thing, but
I grew up in a sweet tea family and I hate sweet tea.
I hate sweet tea as well. I can't take it.
Yeah.
Even if it's just like a little bit sweet, I don't want any sugar in my tea. I think it's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do one more fast food news story here. Long John Silver's, which I
had
last
night. Last night?
Yeah, it was delicious. It was an absolute delight.
Do you have the crispers?
You mean like the little
crunchies?
Little crunchies.
I didn't notice because there was a ton of fish that we didn't finish, but there were like some crispies on the side of the fish that I enjoyed very much. They are serving up a new Reese's peanut butter cheesecake in collaboration with the Cheesecake Factory.
That's bomb right there.
Kind of
Cheesecake
cool.
Factory's underrated.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's expensive. And it's probably too big a menu if you don't like choices, because there's a lot. But their cheesecake is killer.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.